It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Does anyone make quick turnarounds as fast as we do? I mean, for fuck's sakes. We were talking about Podcast Joe in the last episode, and we've been making that a topic for quite some time now, ladies and gentlemen. So, in order to avoid Podcast Joe, better yet, we come back a day after, let alone 24 or less than 24 hours afterwards, ladies and gentlemen, in that case. But here we are, motherfuckers. Cheers, bitches. It's good to be back. This is episode 457 of Kicking It with the King. Charles Gabriel Hernandez, as always, joining you here on random days. It's never a Monday. It's never a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's all over the place, and you never know what the hell days we're going to have. But we just dropped episode 456. That one is available now, available for stream. And obviously, I think Spotify lets you download the podcast for free. So you don't have to have Spotify Premium to download the podcast for free for offline usage, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure that you stream and listen to all the episodes, all our most recent episodes. Every single episode is absolute fire. Like I said, this is episode 457 of Kicking It with the King. Let's not waste any time because we don't have too much time to waste here. It's actually 421. I missed my 420 moment. 421 a.m. And quickly, obviously, we are on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. KWTKPROD. G the King underscore official on Instagram as well. And KWTKPROD on Instagram and both Twitter. So our podcast account lost our goddamn check mark because I'm not paying for Twitter Blue apparently. And I thought that the same debit card that I had was actually hooked up, but that's not the case. So without further ado, as we always say, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and we are going to have one hell of a show, and we have two shows back to back for you guys to be able to stream once this episode concludes. So a quick little recap of the last episode. I mean, we started the show off not even, you know, saying and talking about starting a new leaf, not cussing as much, not saying the word fuck every other sentence. I think that's only when Julie was on the podcast and when she's hearing it and stuff, because she's hearing me. And then sometimes, I don't know, she's playing it out loud. You know, sometimes you've got children around or your coworkers or someone, and you hear someone say fuck, 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 or talking about porn and dicks and super funny ass shit and stuff on this podcast. Doesn't make for a fun, interesting time. And some people are just like wowed by it and stuff. But nevertheless, sit back, relax. It's 4:23 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, so you guys should all be sleeping. So I have to be somewhere less than 2 hours. So, and I was eager, man. I was very eager for this podcast. We weren't smoking on the last podcast. We didn't drink anything on the last podcast. So we get some time together to party it the fuck up, baby. Saturday morning. It's early Saturday morning. We got the pipe. We got everything. Let's light this bitch up, man. Get that early morning toke. Like I said, we are available everywhere you get your podcast, for the most part, the top tier podcasting and apps that have podcasts available, such as obviously our own Spotify podcast, Apple Podcast, more famously iHeartRadio podcast. Does anyone still use iHeartRadio? I'm more of a YouTube Music guy, because they have the actual songs and stuff and the tracks, and I'm able to listen to my music and access my music quite freaking easy. And that's a good thing for me. I mean, I used to have Apple Music. I used to, you know, I used to never pay for my music. You guys remember when you could download stuff off of like a, you know, download MP3 files and all that back in the day? I mean, the kids will never know how hard it was to do that now, let alone how stressful it was to pick out a MySpace profile song. Now, they don't have none of that stuff nowadays. I mean, they still have Facebook, but as I said like a few episodes ago, like Facebook's like the lowest tier of social media, in my opinion. So, like I said, we are here for a specific reason, what motivated us. But we are back, and since we have a little bit of time together, we're going to talk about this one, because this seems to be a huge, a big topic in the world of the world, and let alone the world of podcasts and the world of society as we know it. So what it means to intervene in somebody's relationship. It could be mine, it could be yours, it could be someone else's. Point blank is, man, relationship involves two people. A relationship involves two humans, two individuals that are willing to work through their differences, work as a team, bond, create memories, battle through the toughest times. The toughest times make the best people. And there's a lot of times where there's people that just don't want to fight. It's not that they can't. It's just they're not confident enough. Or they're scared of reality. Or they're hiding behind their own ridiculous ego. I mean, people do it all the time, man. I see it all the time. I mean, I've had several exes and people in life that have been full of shit and wasn't willing to admit it. You know, we talk about it a lot. Accountability is one hell of a thing you should always have. And, that's what separates me from the other people, is the fact that I'm willing to, as a human being. I think it's important that we talk about our problems. I think it's important as men to talk about our feelings. That was one thing that people deemed you as a pussy back in the day if you didn't do. Men talking about your feelings. Men, gentlemen, it is okay to talk about your feelings in there, because women can be the devil just like men can be the devil to women. So there's a lot of stereotypes going around and stuff. So we're going to talk about this individual's intervening in relationships. So like, say, for example, like my sister, my cousin, my brother, As a friend, as a family member, as a human being in general, it's our job to protect one another as it is. You got to be nice to everybody. You got to respect everybody. I know I live by the motto, treat how people treat me. And that's for me heavily, but I can still appreciate and respect somebody. Pretty much, I run into more decent people than anything, but I have run into some fucking idiots over the years as well. People that have no shame, people that don't know how to word a sentence, people who have the biggest mouths in the world and talk the most shit, but would if they got popped in the mouth, that'd be the first ones to call the cops and their little pussy bitches and stuff like that. So, some of the worst people in the world are people that don't like the truth, man. Own the fuck up to your actions and shut the fuck up and live life and get on the floor and clean my floor with a toothbrush, bitch. That was a really deep line of insults there on Kicking It with the King. Jesus, the first 8 minutes and we completely abandoned our new what is it called? Our not a new month resolution. No. I was talking and I was telling Julie, I don't think we can abandon the fucks. I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to get mad here on this episode. But motherfuckers intervening in relationships, dude. First off, people have some false, this is one of the most falsest illusions that I've ever heard of, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna take a hit of this because this is how intense this is. Maturity level 100. You don't need to announce that you're smoking every time you're smoking. You think I should? I think it's necessary because I want people to be able to smoke it up with me. So, one of the wildest things I've ever heard was that if you don't have Facebook with your per if you don't have your significant other on Facebook, then that's a red flag. Like, nothing's worse than a bunch of TMZ gossip girls, not literal gossip girls, but it could be men and women. But those people that are so quick to text, to type, to tweet, to be drama, more than anything, family drama happens on Facebook more than anything, and friend drama and bullshit drama. Oh, hey, you see what so and so posts? Oh my God, let me send this to seven other different people. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Why do you say this? Why do you say this? Why do they say that? Why do you snap? Why does she snap? And throughout my motherfucking life, I've told the truth to people. I've not only told the truth to people, but I've been wronged for it. I've been stabbed in the back. This is a case that goes on with the best people in the world. Nice guys, nice girls, nice people finish last. And why is that? Because people have gotten softer as the generations have grown. The generations have grown weaker. Obviously, they also grown stronger in a lot of ways. There's a lot more smarter people. There's a lot more that you're able to do technology-wise. Or there's a lot more we're open to being able to have access to. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but overall, as a society, as in morals and all that, how everything goes, I'd say that it's significantly, substantially dropped a lot, man. I mean, age is just a number, ladies and gentlemen, but when you're like 30, 40 plus years old, acting like a little ass child in relationships, dude, when I was 19, I think it was 19 or 18, or maybe younger, I was just always like, I don't like the people my age because I rather have people older than me because of the maturity levels. Like, I'm attracted to knowledge, I'm attracted to maturity. When I look for people in general, friends, just people I meet out in general, if I was looking for significant others, look for personality, character, most importantly, how you carry yourself. Point blank. Hey, this is so fucking random, by the way. I think two podcasts ago, I said I had some Chinese food in the fridge. I ended up not remembering to bring it with me. So I just thought yesterday, how we said on the podcast, and then actually yesterday too, I got two asada burritos. This one with extra meat, no onions or cilantro or anything like that.
I just, I was hungry as fuck yesterday. So remind me to remind myself that we still have that shit in the refrigerator, and I'm gonna bring it with me today before we scurry on out of here today, on the show. But no, yeah. So when it comes to intervening in relationships, dude, I have friends, I have family, people I can talk to about my own relationships with people. Relationships doesn't always mean boyfriend and girlfriend. It means also relationships with your family, with your friends. How are those relationships? What are you doing to strengthen those relationships? You know what I mean? And it just depends on, obviously what's going on, your skills, your mindset. What do you choose to do in your life to strengthen those flaws? I'm always looking to strengthen my flaws. Accountability is probably one of the top things that I have. So, like, the people I noticed over the years is so hilarious. Bear with me, and listener discretion is advised. 18 and up, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode. It's always the ugly ass bitches. You notice that? Ladies, you know that? Dudes, you know that as well. Ladies, more so. When another girl is jealous of you, they're automatically rude. They automatically see you as a possible threat to their own ego because you're far better than they are. So they want to come up with all, just not just women in general, with people in general that are threatened. I more so ladies. I see it happen with the ladies all the time. You ladies love to have your little beefs within each other. It's so adorable. But yeah, women can hold grudges forever, dude. Never get in an argument with the women. You will not win. Let alone if it's your own wife. Dude, you're not winning when it comes to an argument. It's pretty much you're wrong, they're right. That's the way to look at it. Men, if you want to sleep on the couch, you continue to, you I mean you call them out, but hey, the truth shall set us free. As long as I have my phone and my charger and a nice warm blanket, I'm perfectly fine with sleeping on the couch. On some real shit, ladies and gentlemen, as we get 15 minutes in on this episode, yeah, it is the most ugly ass motherfuckers. Like the kid in school that's talking the most shit or running his big ass mouth, it's always an ugly ass motherfucker. Or a girl that someone that your dude breaks up with you for, and the next girl that they usually break up with you for is hella uglier. The girl that he cheated on you with is uglier. The guy she cheated on him with was fucking uglier than hell. You got all these horrendous mismatches. People settling for less. People not willing to work hard. People not willing to be accountable. People not willing be willing to own up to their own mistakes. But yet still have the audacity to run their big fucking mouths about shit. If you're running your big mouth about shit and you're not willing to do your part, let alone do the minimal, let alone do the basics, let alone do your obligations as a person and a human being, you shouldn't be talking. Like, just so many people out there run their fucking mouths and stuff. And I could say confidently that I don't run my mouth. I mean, I talk a lot. And when someone riles me up and I'm talking shit, or someone's saying something, or I get in a text argument or something like I was the other day, dude, I will keep on going and keep on talking shit. My words go from logical to cussing someone the fuck out. But my favorite way is to sting people with words, not so much with cuss words, because I don't need cuss words. And in all reality, someone who's mad, constantly cussing and cussing and cussing, when I school them with the truth, and like I said, the truth sets you free, and I can sleep well at night. People ask me, oh, no, people say if that helped you sleep well at night, and I've heard that within like the last week or so. It does motherfucking help me sleep well at night. I don't give a damn how many people don't like me. I don't give a damn how many people try to shame or destroy my public image or destroy everything and everything that I have. Point blank is, today's generation are pussies. Ladies and gentlemen, they're absolute pussies. I'm so threatened by this person.
that I'm going to try to destroy everything they have and remove them off the face of the earth. Obviously, like we said this on another episode. Yeah, they've done this to a lot of celebrities and a lot of top important figures, political figures, public personnel or social media personality, people like this. It's happened to the best of the best, but let alone it just in general in people's lives, let alone. Loyalty gets you killed. Trust gets you killed. Loyalty gets you hurt. Like, you get fucked over for being the good guys. We're in a world where these shitty people are so common that we can't hardly distinguish the differences between these people. Like, you can pick your circle of people. Your circle of friends, what kind of women you're into. Because I'm a man, and this is a male-dominated podcast. We're gender-neutral. We said that yesterday. I'm just kidding. But we are a male-dominated podcast, and it's coming from a male's perspective. I never knew any gay people growing up. So, men were always supposed to be straight, and women were always supposed to be... I'd rather see lesbians than dudes, you know what I mean? Two dudes fucking? Hell no, bro. Like, how the hell does that even work? We might as well just go off topic completely. Let's take another freaking rip of this bad bitch. Pretty much just be the most brokest, ugliest... The oxygen to my brain has just been cut off. Pretty much, it's the most stupidest, ugliest, brokest motherfuckers in the world. Like, I can't list this individual's name. This one idiot. This stupid fucking bitch. Just runs her mouth like absolutely fucking crazy, dude. Big ass mouth, a loud ass mouth. And whenever I'm calling Julie, right, I hear this motherfucker in the background all the goddamn time. Dating 6 months back. 6 months back, probably. 5 months. To be fair. But point blank is, like, dude, there's some loud-ass people out there talk hella shit and try to come up and fabricate. Pretty much, let's skip forward to it. They are threatened. They are jealous. They wish they could have something like what others have. And you know, with a relationship or without, I think I'm a very candid person, and I'm very outspoken, and I obviously have my thoughts and opinions on stuff. We're at the 20-minute mark, too, so got to make sure we don't surpass the 30-minute mark, because we're going to have some issues here, but like I said, we're on a time schedule, too, so we're going to keep on going, but it's the people with the most bullshit in their own lives. It's some of the most uncredentialed ass people. Like, this individual talking shit and trying to destroy one of the many that are trying to destroy my public image. Literally, if you're a whore and you're a little slut, you should not be given. Point blank is, I'm not even going to get into detail. I know we get into detail. Detail is our thing on the show. But point blank is, if you're a little slut, literally, like, I've been in probably, I mean, I don't fuck with people, ladies and gentlemen, so don't mind me on my body count. I'm just kidding, my relationships. It's not a body count. Why do people say that? That's such a horrible phrase. But I've only had probably three serious relationships my whole life. It doesn't mean I didn't talk to people for a long time. It didn't mean I'd conversate. I mean, there was times where I just talked to a bunch of people at once because I was single. You get in a relationship with someone, you only talk to them. You can have friends and cousins, and obviously cousins, but you can have friends and whatever else. It's just when you got to set your boundaries, you got to set your boundaries. And myself, all my friends around me have kids, are married, successful, great job. I don't surround myself with anybody that I wouldn't like. You bet the house on that. What was the point of this? I mean, I can't believe I coughed so hard earlier, dude. Julie's probably gonna fry me for that. You gotta skip a little bit of the earlier parts of the podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we're at the 22-minute mark now. So if you like our show, head on over to the Spotify app or wherever you are. Easiest one would be for Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. After every episode, you can tell us in the comment section below what you thought of the most recent episode. Was it controversial? Was it true? Was it funny? Was it random? We try to be as descriptive and random and entertaining as possible here on the fastest rising podcast in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And another one before we continue, we are brought to you by podcasters.spotify.com. Do you want to start your own podcast? I mean, remember when we used to advertise Anchor? So Anchor has merged with Spotify by Podcasters by Spotify. I don't know why that's the hardest thing for me to say in the world, but Anchor has merged with them. And ever since then, they have set up the ultimate platform for distributing, hosting, and having your entire podcast. It's transformed the podcast industry. I've been doing this podcast long before people, when there's only 1 million podcasts in the world. Now there's like 4 million plus, 5 million plus podcasts in the world. So this app is available both in the Google Play Store as well as the App Store if you have iPhone. Podcasters by Spotify. You can sign in directly to your account and manage your podcast, see all your stats. I mean, my stats have increased substantially. Even during times where I don't do podcasts, I feel like people go back and listen to the older ones and stuff. And, you know, it shows the demographics from male to female, the age groups, your entire audience, your demographics, amongst many other things. And it's super easy to navigate, super easy to use, and very beautiful. Beautifully put together platform. Yeah, so our podcast page for Podcasters by Spotify is available in the Spotify link to it is in Spotify. We can post it in here as well. And like I said, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, KWTK Prod on Instagram and Twitter. And here we are, and we are back. Nothing's more funnier than a motherfucker who runs their mouth and talks all that shit, but then in the end, you know, just in general, not even with one person individually, it's so funny how mad people get when you tell them the truth. It's so funny how soft of a bitch they really are to not be able to understand the truth. Like, let alone if you're not able to understand, I could sympathize. Maybe you weren't aware. Maybe you weren't as woke or as more so more. You weren't as aware as you could have been, but you're willing to learn from your mistakes and come back a better person or a more aware, accountable person. But then you got people also who refuse to admit they're wrong. I don't know why your little pussy ass egos are in the way or, you know, from the truth. But I know for damn sure any person that spent time trying to cause me harm, trying to cause my family harm, my significant others, are ones who are suffering so bad and people who absolutely wish they had what we have. So they're trying to come up with absolute stupid shit, stupid fake false facts that aren't even close to being true. And they try to make it, you know, they know where to hit people in ways where you might lash out or get upset. Because point blank is, when people are running their mouths talking and whatever else, whatever the fuck is saying, man or woman, you better be ready to get your ass fucking kicked, you know, pretty much. Now, I'm not saying me directly, man. I'll hit a dude any day. But yeah, if you're running your mouth, expect to get hit. Like, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the 26-minute mark, so I'm going to give you guys a definition of a true-ass, real bitch. A definition of a real pussy-ass bitch when we come back from this commercial break. 4 minutes until we got hit the 30-minute mark, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after these messages. And we are back. So the definition of a real bitch. Point blank, you're a bitch if you run in all your mouth. And so there's people that run their mouth so goddamn much with no skill. I mean, in the world of MMA, we got Colby, Connor, Chael Sonnen at one point. I mean, there's a lot of trash, big trash talkers over the years, but the difference is, this is why I respect the world of MMA so much, because these guys absolutely kick ass. And there's a lot of guys that won't put up or do that online Twitter beef bullshit. They'll just talk with their fist. I mean, had to feel good for Kamaru Usman beating Colby. Had to feel good for him beating Jorge Masvidal. I mean, Leon Edwards, George Masvidal backstage. It's funny how those are the top three things that came to my head. Hey, how about Gabriel staying in the world of the welterweight division? But point blank is, man, some people just get their asses kicked for running their mouths. There's a lot of places in the world, some of the most scariest. I mean, me being in California, man, I've seen a lot. There's a lot of significant places. I mean, everywhere is dangerous if you think about it. Anything and anything can happen anytime. But there's just certain things you can't do, man. Like these bitches are quick to talk all this shit. When you say shit back, and I know the way I come at it, it comes across as bullying. You're bullying. Oh, he's bullying me. He's such a bad guy. Oh, shut the fuck up. Be accountable for your actions. The truth hurts. People get all soft and butthurt over it. I don't care. I'd rather hear the truth, honestly. I'd rather know what I did wrong. I'd rather have, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say that I'm perfect here. I will get some massive anxiety. But at the end of the day, I want to know the truth. And you ever get someone to try to tell you something? And then they're like, hey, I have something to tell you. Or there's something I gotta tell you. Or here we go. Let's go. Take three, take one, part two, part three. Hey, do you mind if I talk to you about something? Dude, I take forever to get to the point, especially when it comes to nerve-wracking situations or something nervous. Because I told you guys, I don't like to ask people for stuff. Hell no. Oh my God, that's so funny. That's another thing too. There's someone like I can't label the name because they're a little pussy ass bitch. But like the type of person to run their mouths, talk all this shit. Say you're gonna smack me and all that. Like, oh, you wish. I told this individual I will break your face and your jaw, break your nose and your jaw. And I'm not the type that, I mean, I'm not the type to be disrespectful to people, especially if you don't know them. But you can be disrespectful on your little online shit, your little Facebook shit. So when I talked about couples not having Facebook, I thought it was hilarious earlier, because I've heard shit like, me and Julie, oh, why don't you guys have each other on Facebook? Isn't that red flags? No, because I don't spend time on my phone on Facebook all the time. I don't get butt hurt if the phone doesn't get answered. I don't have a big teeth and a big forehead. Like, you should see this person's forehead, the individual I'm talking about. We're gonna have an open roast session here on Kicking It with Za King. I'm gonna make your bitch ass cry. Big ass forehead, big old teeth, broke as fuck. Let alone, like she said that she one of the just man just laid it out. I said it was a she. This bitch said that I'm only with like, it's okay. So I don't know if she wants me to really tell her profession on here, but she is in the first responders industry, aka hospital. She works as a nurse in an undisclosed location. So point blank is, nurses make a lot of money, right? I'm in customer service, but I make a lot of money myself. I don't have kids. I'm not married. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a car payment. Every single car that I bought it in cash. But never in my life, because you guys know how goddamn hard it is for me to ask for stuff, right? I've probably reiterated it quite a few times here on the show, but let alone to be accused of wanting to be with someone because of their money. No, try again. No, it's usually the other way around. The women and the sluts are the ones that try to do stuff for money. Hey, didn't that bitch, I want to say the name so bad, but literally like talking about how I want to be with someone because of their money, let alone their dumbass sent $200 to some motherfucker up in Africa, bruh. And by the way, anyone could say nigga now. Even if you're Hispanic, I know hella Hispanic people. Hella people say nigga. White people. Black people, obviously, because it's their, if you think about it, it's their word. It kind of originated there because it turned into a slang word where lots of different nationalities actually use that word in their slang. A lot of hardcore motherfuckers. It doesn't mean you're one, what's it called? One race gets to use that word. I mean, it does sound weird when white people say it, though. But the funniest thing the other day, speaking of Africa, like, I got accused of being black. Like, full-ass black guy. Like, dude, have if you guys seen my picture, look at the podcast picture. Look at my Instagram. Oh, my God. That's one of the funniest things I've ever been accused. Like, all these people are trying to think of every little petty-ass insult. Julie got, okay, so this happened like a couple weeks ago. I don't know if she wants me to say this, like from the stupidest things. Okay. So from people privately trying to privately call her to just all this other stupid shit, like, oh, trying to say that the distance isn't too far and all that. Like there's people in the army, let alone speaking of distance in your relationships, ladies and gentlemen, there are people in the army that don't even see their significant other all the time. And so all these other people are, you know, trying to accuse people and say stupid shit. And you're like, dude, literally, you don't even need to have the person physically there to be loyal. You can be loyal regardless of where they're from. Like this individual's like slept with probably almost 20 people in the last, let alone like probably like the last year, let alone 12 people in the last 6 months. So, and then on top of that, this individual asks Julie for literally every other thing, and Julie does everything for this individual. I wish I could talk about the name here. You might just roast their name on here, little bitch ass Alicia. We said the name here. Yes, we said it here. You little bitch. Big old forehead and no accountability at all. And this individual literally has everybody do all the things that she should be doing. Let alone if you have three kids, ladies and gentlemen, and you're pushing all your weight off on your sister, older sister to do. And they're your kids and you're not even being a true parent, let alone got your child and children's, well, let alone children, excuse me, we're so high here on the show. If you've pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, this goes for anybody in the world, anybody with children, men, women. If you've gotten your kids taken by CPS or, you know, yeah, if you've gotten your kids taken by a CPS, if you don't know what CPS, Child Protective Services, you have no room to be talking about a goddamn thing when it comes to demanding someone to do stuff or have things ready. Like she'll be at home or be at work. And I'm not going to even get into detail, man. It's so insane how people try to demand all these things, but aren't willing to work and or admit things and stuff. It's not, this podcast isn't centered around that. I just thought it would be funny to kind of mention a couple things, just having people around secretly trying to destroy everything you got and rile people up. But you know, the thing is, after so long, someone doesn't put up with that. Individuals don't. I mean, I don't personally. I've always respected people, regardless if I knew them or not. I don't disrespect people right off the bat. Now, if they're disrespectful to me first, yeah, you have a problem there. Then I'm just going to match your energy. I match the energy. But more times than anything, I really don't have to worry about it because I meet a lot of fairly decent people in life. You know, great people, awesome people, interesting people, unique people, talented people. I give everybody a chance. But when someone destroys your trust, let alone, bitch, if you lie to me once, you bitches, just in general, it's people in general, should be the energies towards anyone. If anyone lies to you, ladies and gentlemen, you have all right to get as fired up as you want to. Because nothing's worse is someone lying to you, but taking the longest goddamn time to admit it is the worst possible thing to happen. And they finally admit it after you asking like 10 plus times. Yeah, that's not the coolest thing. And let alone it's probably the thing that makes me the most mad. Talk about pet peeves, that when someone lying, they lie like straight to your face. And most times, man, most times, this is so fucking hilarious. More times than anything, their lie is so fucking horribly put together. So damn terrible. It's so hilarious to see how poorly people put their lies together. Like, let alone stuttering, let alone not making eye contact. Dude, I am levels ahead of all these punks. Try to talk shit to me. You try to disrespect me. You try to one-up me. You try to take things from me that I've worked my life for. Oh, that's just not how it works, man. Like I said, I have a fine line of patience. You know, one thing that goes through my head every single day I think about it. I am surprised I don't have assault charges on my record or nothing like that. You know, I have a perfect record. Never been arrested. As many times as I think I said this on a couple podcasts ago, as much as I've wanted to smack the fuck out of some people in my life, I haven't. You know, for some reason I have, but doesn't mean I'm not gonna eventually. Because a lot of these people be talking the most shit nowadays and running their mouths. And the thing is, it's not more so of them just running their mouths. It's the fact that they think nothing's going to happen. That is like one of the most craziest things ever. I mean, I've seen some wild shit happen to some people. I've seen people get their asses beat in the broad daylight. Why is my headphones making that loud ass noise? But yeah, I mean, people don't give a shit. You know, we live by a code. I mean, and in a lot of ways, for a worded quote, talk shit, get hit. As we said when we began, came back from the commercial break, you're a true ass pussy if you call the cops after you get hit, after you ran your mouth. I'm not calling the cops if someone punches me in my mouth, especially after I talk some shit. Or have memory loss like Alicia. She seems to be the stupidest person on the planet too. So, Alicia's, Julie's retarded little sister. Am I going to get canceled for saying retarded here on Kicking with the King? Is it raining outside? Goodness gracious, that means I need to get a jacket on. I mean, I have two layers of clothes on. I have my regular college shirt on, and I have this black vest over. And I'm wearing blue jeans, and on top of that, it's raining outside, and I have Crocs on. We're rocking the Crocs here this morning here. Good morning to you all, by the way. I mean, obviously, we are like 30 minutes in already, but now we're saying good morning. Good morning to all my friends and familia around the world, in the podcast world, and males, my females, the transes, the LGBTQs. We're on another episode, celebrating another episode of Kicking It with the King. My leg just got hella tired. And mind you, guys, we said we had a burrito in the fridge, so remind me to get that before. What are some of you guys' favorite foods? I want you to sit there and think to yourself, what is my favorite food? Man, I have a lot of favorites, man. Did I say that? I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. This might have been a little bit longer of time since we've been away from the podcast, but I don't think I said this on the podcast yet. But to me, there's groceries, there's food, and there's munchies. There's some stuff. Like the other day, I was willing to eat anything and everything. I wanted the DoorDash. I wanted pizza. I wanted chicken sandwiches. Those are some of the more things that stuck out. But I ate some rice and spam and eggs, because have you guys ever had rice, spam, and eggs all mixed together? Oh my God, I just thought of it, and I put it together, and I just started making it, and it started, I just super fucking good. It was suggested to me, and I took advantage. I was like, okay, that's a good ass freaking meal. Because after a while, starting door dashing burns a hole in your pocket, you know what I mean? It's not fun. I'm gonna bring that big ass Bluetooth speaker to work today. It's like a handheld Bluetooth speaker, so I think we'll be perfectly fine. We're gonna be blasting some music and stuff like that. Should I bring my laptop or not? Nah? No, because I'm not in. I don't want to have to use my laptop because I don't have internet over where I'm going. So we probably got maybe 15 more minutes left here on the special edition of Kicking It with Ze King. Except be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, bitches you don't like. Share it, man. Share it. Because let me tell you, I cannot stress this enough. The numbers, the stats, everything's going up. We almost went to podcast jail, but we stopped. We came back. We have a whole other episode left there as well. Obviously, episode 456 is episode 457. But we got a whole ass podcast and a half for you guys to listen to still. And we'll be back on Wednesday, I believe, too. But this is the highest that I've been in a long time. Good morning, my fellow people. 5 a.m. here. We are getting stoned on Kicking It with Ze King. You guys ever get stoned before going out on a date and going to the mall? Let alone just going out in society. I have several friends that got stoned before they went to work. I've gone stoned to work all the time. I mean, not nearly as much now, because the reason why I had those vapes, the plug and plays, the stizzies, the alien labs that we've had, that we've talked about on the show. Yeah, the only reason why is because it's convenient. Number two, you can get high as fuck. Number three, it's undetectable because the smell isn't lingering like weed is. Like, I have a pipe in my hand, my Baby Yoda pipe. You guys are, I haven't ever been able to show anybody because we haven't done any video podcasts yet, but I have a Baby Yoda pipe and I am stoned and I'm smoking out of it. So yeah, that's what I'm smoking out of. It's so ironic. I start my day off getting stoned more so than anything, but as of late I hadn't. But dude, the other day I drank a whole freaking gallon of Jameson. I mean, I shared some, but I gave a couple people shots and my grandpa and all that. But dude, more so than anything, I was pouring myself drinks and drinking. Oh God, it was so nasty, man. I am a puss when it comes to that. But we are gonna get more stoned here on this episode of Kicking It with Zicking. What do you guys have planned for your Saturday? Obviously, the fights are on. I will be finished with work and all that and everything I had to do before the important fights come on. Because if I'm missing some early prelims and shit like that for this upcoming, by the way, if you guys know what I'm talking about, we are talking about UFC 288 live on pay-per-view, headlined by Bantamweight champion Aljamain Sterling taking on the former two-time two-division champion Henry the Messenger. Motherfucking Cejudo, Triple C is back, baby. It's a challenge to try to reclaim the title that he never lost. UFC 288, you can order it on ESPN or ESPN Plus. Here we are trying to sound like professional and licensed, like a, we have a like a what's it called, an ad? No, but UFC 288, yeah. So I'll be able to go home and watch the fights and take a shower and stuff like that. And my feet are freezing, man. But yeah, I'll definitely be able to watch those fights. I'm really excited for the Aljamain Sterling Henry Cejudo fight. A lot of people, I noticed with Cejudo, it's the same thing. Oh, it's we briefly talked about it earlier. We're gonna go for 10 more minutes probably. But it's the personality of Cejudo, the ego, the cringe, as you say. He pisses people off because he's arrogant in a lot of people's eyes. But it's all right because his skills speak for himself. As we said, people run their mouths, talk shit, are annoying as fuck. You just want to punch them in their fucking face, but you never underestimate someone that can fight. So it's Henry Cejudo taking on Aljamain Sterling. Like I said, Sterling, we said this on the last episode. We talked a lot about UFC and stuff in the last episode of UFC 288. But yeah, Sterling, man, he has the range. He has the distance. I got asked what the range was, and what does he use his range for? I got asked that. What does Aljamain Sterling use his range for? I mean, I'd say he uses his wrestling great. His grappling, obviously, he can get like the way he beat down TJ Dillashaw. He's on his back like that, and he stopped him that way. That is insane. I mean, he's good. I mean, his stand up wasn't always his bread and butter early on in his UFC career, as we said. But over time, he got better. He got better. He got better. And he was able to utilize it together. I kind of explained how he utilizes all these wild submissions, and now he's landing a lot of significant strikes on the feet and playing pinball with people's heads and stuff, man. But Aljamain Sterling is no joke. So I'm genuinely excited for that fight. I cannot wait for that one. Should we have a final goodbye toke here on the show? And obviously, I mean, we've got to talk more about a little bit more about this before we end. But interesting, because I want to know, I'm genuinely curious who will win this one. I mean, it's an interesting matchup. I mean, Henry Cejudo is not one to be doubted, or you can't count Henry Cejudo out. Like I said, you can't count Colby out. You couldn't count Connor out. All these arrogant ass fighters are damn good fighters, actually. And I could separate the skills from the trash talk. And if I know that whoever this person is, such as, just let's talk about it, such as Henry Cejudo. If I know that Henry Cejudo's super quadruply talented and has all these accolades, all these career accolades, achievements, awards, medals, records, titles, I'm gonna admit it, man. I don't have an ego. If I know so and so is gonna lose, possibly, I'm not afraid to admit that I think they're gonna lose. Point blank is the moral of this podcast is you got to be very realistic with yourself and have accountability for your actions, because a lot of ways shit can get very, very ugly for you in your life. So I can't wait to get through this day quite easily. I expect it to cruise through. Go home and watch the fight. This weather is cold as balls, man. What's the fucking weather gonna be like as we exit here on this episode of Kicking It with the King? Let me turn off this fucking alarm too, because let's see. So, let's see. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after these messages. And it is cold as fuck. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the final leg of the show. Probably got about 10 more minutes here on this episode of Kicking with the King. It's fucking cold as hell, dude. My hands are freezing. Like, do I? I think I need to put. I have some ankle socks. I don't have ankle socks on. I think it. Yeah, just ankle sock. Ankle socks are the short ones, right? Not the long ones. So the short ones. Okay, I have the short ones on. That's the cool. But yeah, my feet are fucking freezing, man. I never seen. I haven't been able to see what the weather was gonna be like. This one app that I have on my phone. I use it. It's called AccuWeather. Dude, the details and breakdown of the weather, let alone being able. I'm just pretty sure all these other apps can do it as well, but seeing other places' weathers as well. But So it's going to be 52 degrees here for the next 4 hours. Well, how fucking hot is it going to be today? That's all I fucking care. So Sunday says it's going to be up to 71. Real feel will be 78. It's kind of pushing it a little bit, but when you're air conditioned and you're inside and you're working behind a desk, I don't work behind a desk, but when you have a desk and you have what's it called, an office job, dude, it's hella funny. The ladies that work in the offices, the attractive ones, obviously, they only hire attractive people, office assistants and all that shit. And you get so damn bored at your desk that you organize little walks where you guys get, I see them get up, and like when I worked for the school district back in the day, they would get up and walk around the buildings and stuff. I'm like, dude, you guys get that fucking bored to where you guys are talking, saying the same shit. Oh, another day, another Monday. Look, cheers to a week ahead. Friday, everybody, let's all get fucked up on Saturday. A lot of women are generic when it comes to the office workers and stuff. Is that very biased to say that? Is it biased? Are we being biased? Are we being sexist here on this episode of the podcast? Man, we got two episodes. So one, we got a total of almost 50 minutes of a podcast. Bonus episode, but obviously it's 5:22 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. We've done podcasts all times of the day. We like to switch it up. We're unpredictable sometimes. It makes it exciting though, right? It makes it for a great day. It makes it for a great episode of the show. And it makes for productivity, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, as long as we have this shot, it was either March or May. But if it's May, then that means we're going up on 8 years. If it was March, then we've already come up on that. And dude, just everything that we've been through, podcast-wise, man. Like at the end of the day, I love what I do in general. I like being able to educate people. I like being able to talk to people randomly, weekly, two times a week or so, or less, or more. I like being able to sit back, smoke weed, get high, get fucked up, take shots and talk shit online on a podcast and goof off for an hour or so. It's fun. I get a kick out of it. I love it. It makes me happy. I love what I do. It's not even one thing that I do. There's more areas of this that I'm more talented in, obviously with the world of MMA. And all the other stuff that I do, obviously with training and just writing the book, and there's just so much more to life. Like I found life is more fun. You hear the gay ass train in the background, but I found life is more interesting when you expand and open your mind completely. You expand and open your mind for being open to different thoughts, different types of food, different ways of thinking, different perspectives, different mindsets, different motivations. It all depends on you, man. It really seriously depends on you and your willingness to learn. Like, I like to expand my reality, ladies and gentlemen. I like to expand my realities. I like to, in a way, like, I like to maximize my possible potential. It's only when you know who you truly are. Knowledge is limitless. So when I've heard people say, "Lo, I couldn't think about all that or keep all that stuff in my head," I can because I am an individual, I'm one of a kind, and there's not a lot of people like me. Growing up, as I said, I've dedicated myself to knowledge. We said something about relationships earlier, right? Just to clarify, and I had one relationship that was 6 years and one was 5 years. So when I date or in a relationship with someone, my intention, my goal is to be with you and you only, and to fight through all battles, fight through all of the worst things designed to destroy. Because I'm a battle soldier. I'm ready to fight physically and not literally with my partner or something like that. I'm not reiterating that. I'm saying I'm ready to go at any given time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it isn't. What a show, huh? We did a Friday show and a Saturday show. One dedicated to the UFC. One dedicated to fucking off and getting stoned here. I don't believe that we have... We have the... We just filled this pipe up, too. Looked like it was all roll. It was all put into this compartment over here, so it can be ready for like a joint. Mind you, I don't know how to roll joints. I smoke out of a pipe. So we have one final toke here together on this episode of Kicking with the King. So light up your joint, smoke your one motherfucking weed with me right now. Cause in 3, 2, 1, let's smoke. Doing everything. Everything is so much better stoned, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's so much better stoned here. We are running low on time. Let's try to push it a little bit longer. I don't have to be there until 7. But I don't like to cut it close. Like, I'm not the type of guy that likes to cut shit close. I like to try to, you know, be on time. Like, when I go to meetings or go places, like, to work or something, or to school when I was in college, I generally don't like to be there right on time. It's a plot twist. I like to be there about, like, 30, 40 minutes early so I can digress and I can enjoy myself. I mean, because I'm the type that likes to mentally visualize. I like to mentally visualize. I like to look at and visualize my day before it happens, you know. End of the day, regardless of what people think, what your egos think, whatever, anyone's fucking opinions, none of this fucking matters. None of your opinions matter right now. This is a fact. So shut up and listen, bitches. It all starts with you when you wake up in the morning and who you look at in the mirror. That decides your day, your attitude for the day, how you proceed with your day. What you do with your day and how you proceed with your day. It all depends on you, ladies and gentlemen. We can only do as much for ourselves as we are willing to allow ourselves. You got to maximize your potential. You got to be willing to allow these things to happen. We're going to go until the 10-minute mark here. So to get us out of here, we were going to take one more final blast of greatness here on the show. Man, we've changed shades completely from announcing that we weren't going to be saying the word fuck as much to saying it every other minute here, every other few seconds here on the show. This is one hell of a show. We're going to get grilled badly by the audience and by Miss Julie Anna, but it's all right though, ladies and gentlemen, because we all, on top of that, I mean, adding the cuss words back in, getting stoned on the podcast, let alone 5:30 in the morning, they were stoned. Anyone else stoned at 5:30 in the morning ever? You ever been high in the morning at 5:30? It is an interesting experience. And we appreciate you guys for being here. So if I'm not mistaken, I will be back here on Wednesday. It's not Wednesday, Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, or earlier, because we said that before on Sunday. Shoot, we might be back on Sunday, because the fights are later today. It's 5 a.m., so the fights don't start till 3 p.m. today, so then we could recap the fights and talk about that and move along from there. We're avoiding motherfucking podcast jail. So without further ado, guys, on some real shit, we appreciate you guys for joining us. Let's take one final hit. Link up, sync up, drink up with me in 3, 2, 1, baby. I'll never go without appreciating how important a lighter is. A lighter. One of the lighters are most commonly taken things. My hand is glued to a lighter. There's times I'm just holding one in my hand instead of having it in my pocket. You smoking a joint with someone, let alone in a group. I know I'm high once I stop passing the joint.
when I get too lazy. Like right now, I feel so relaxed. Goodness, because I have to run in a few minutes, so I shouldn't have gotten stoned, but I did. I mean, I'm going to be nice and relaxed for the whole goddamn morning. God, Jesus, forgive me for using my language today, because I have sinned here on the Devil's Saturday. Will not win today. You know, Saturdays are deemed the Devil's Saturdays, but like you said, you start your day off how you want. You start your day off and you make your day and your dreams and your outlook on everything a reality. A reality, folks. One final hit of this in 3, 2, 1, and we're out of here. Smoke the weed. Smoke weed, make money, and go about your business. Accomplish goals, accomplish dreams. Do a wire high on your own supply. I'm just kidding. No, in a lot of ways, marijuana does help me out. I went for a long time without it either. That's the craziest part. But we've got to run, though, ladies and gentlemen. It has been one hell of a pleasure being with you guys for almost 2 hours altogether in the last couple episodes. We were avoiding podcast show 100%. So if you miss us, as clearly a lot of you do, it's clear, go back and stream all of our available episodes on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iHeart, all the other major podcast providers, our library, ad-free and fully uncensored. Listener discretion is strongly advised, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're soft and you're a little bitch, this isn't a podcast for you either. So we will be back to recap, obviously, the fights and all that. So we'll probably be back tomorrow on Sunday, because I think I work later on. I can sleep in, and yeah, I work late tomorrow. So we'll have more than enough time. Can you believe that we're up at 5:30 in the morning? I slept for like a couple hours or so, I think, but I didn't end up. Yeah, I don't think I ended up doing that, but we will be back sooner rather than later to recap the show. We'll have a recap show. If not, we'll be back on our normal Wednesday or Thursday. But we will see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. But until next time, I kind of want to take one more hit before we get out of here. Is that bad? I'm going to be so stoned before my day even starts. What hell? One hell of a day to start off your Saturday, baby. As you stay with me, as you fuck with me. Bitches on the head, everybody screams. I'm just kidding. I'd be the horrible. I mean, I can really actually freestyle a lot better than that. Maybe we should have an episode where we dedicate it to freestyling. Okay, in 3, 2, 1, let's sync up, drink up, and knock this day the fuck out. Make this day your bitch. Make people like Alicia clean the floor with a toothbrush. Clean your floors and do all the cooking and cleaning around. Just kidding. That's the biggest stereotype that women had for now. Now women are badasses in the army. Working for Amazon, Tesla, FedEx. I'm going to get killed. If I don't return for another episode, it's because I'm dead. Just kidding. But, yeah, women are the leaders of the world and should be the leaders of the world and should be respected, cherished, and babied. But there's a lot of savages out there, too. So you ain't a real woman unless you take care of your children. So shout out to all the hardworking mothers out there, the single mothers. The mothers that are married, just annoyed by their husbands. Yeah, because we pay for things in cash. And I want you knowing what I bought at the store. So I'm going to buy it in cash so you can't look at my debit card transactions. Because everything's online. If you can avoid being online, you can probably save yourself a lot of yip-yapping. Especially my case. I can just put the beats in. I don't have to hear anybody's yelling or the annoying motherfuckers talking up in the background and stuff. But like I said, I mean, we went a little bit longer than we were going to, but hey, there's never enough time to do a podcast. There's never not too much time for a podcast. You know what I mean? Like podcasts could be limitless. Like the longest show I did was like 4 hours once. But we can't get enough of this. We'll be back up in your motherfucking lives within 24, 48, 72 hours. 2 to 3 business days, ladies and gentlemen, or less. I'm just kidding. But Until next time, this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. We out of this beach. Bye, folks. Until next time, Saturday. Drive safely. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Latinos and Latinas out there. And I hope you guys are safe. Hope you guys drink up, smoke up, and listen to couple episodes with your familia of Kicking It with the King. Watch a fight. Drink some brew. Don't drink a whole thing of Jameson like I did. Because I got so goddamn fucked up the other day. So don't be like me. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke and drive, even though I've drove and stoned all the time. We talked about that like in the last episode too. So I'm just kidding. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Take an Uber. Appreciate everybody around you no matter what happens. Love everybody around you and forgive, but never forget, you motherfuckers. Until next time, we're out of this bitch.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.